Robin Whittaker is a senior lecturer at the University of Divinity. She studied theology with Rowan Prior and is Synod Liaison Minister for Tasmania as well. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Rick.
And you're from the Uniting Church. What happens on Friday? What's possible?
Well, what's possible for the first time in the Australian context is for same-gender couples to have a church wedding in a church building with a Christian minister that will also be recognised by the state as a legal marriage. So, you know, within, 9 months or so of the federal law changing, the Uniting Church has also decided to move in that direction.
So that means you can get married in the eyes of and with the blessing of God?
That is correct. There have been, historically, the Quakers are the other Christian group in Australia that have actually long recognised same-sex couples, but without sort of some of the legal paperwork that's accompanied that. So, but yeah, this is a very clear statement by the church and fought for over many years by several of the clergy and lay people of the Uniting Church that they want to make a clear statement that gay people in faithful, committed, monogamous relationships deserve the fullness of God's blessing and all that comes with a Christian marriage.
What's the wording of the ceremony?
It's quite similar to a traditional ceremony, but obviously some of the gendered language has changed. So there'd be language of partners rather than husband or wife. You know, pronouns are changed. Those things are fairly sort of actually quite simple changes. Mm. But the general, the vows are exactly the same, apart from pronoun changes. It's still a commitment to be faithful and to love one another. And you know, and with all the Christian language, that this is, you know, marriage is a gift of God, as are human relationships.
What are the rules for ministers in the Uniting Church about their freedom of choice?
Yeah, this is a really important issue. So that came up, you know, throughout this debate. Uniting Church ministers as individuals will have freedom of conscience, so they cannot be compelled to perform a same-gender marriage. So that will be left up to the individual. And there's also freedom for individual congregations. So hopefully ministers out there are having this conversation with their congregations. But if there is a community that really feels this goes against their core beliefs as a congregation of the Uniting Church, they can choose not to allow same-gender marriages in their church buildings.
Can people turn up tomorrow and get married at a Uniting Church?
I wish that was the case, but no, there's some very clear checks and balances that are actually federally required of any couple getting married anywhere, which is to fill in the paperwork at least 3 or 4 weeks ahead of time. And that's just a bit of a safeguard to stop, you know, shotgun weddings and people doing things in the spur of the moment that they haven't really thought through. So if you're thinking about a Uniting Church wedding now, you probably need to plan at least a month ahead.
I imagine you'd want time to tell everyone anyway and really celebrate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Most people do plan well ahead for a wedding, let's be honest.
How many years has the Uniting Church been discussing this?
Over 30 years. So in the 1980s, early 1990s, the Uniting Church started doing some really clear work about sexuality and faith and how we think theologically about, you know, variant sexuality and gender in general. In 1997, there was a really important report that came out that actually proposed at that point that the Uniting Church consider blessing services for same-sex couples. That was obviously, you know, 20 years before some sort of federal legal marriage was even on the horizon. So we've, you know, the Uniting Church has been in a position to be able to respond to this what seems to be quite quickly, partly because the work has been done over 30 years. And that work has been painful at times. There's been strong disagreement. There's also been people who, for whom, you know, this is a matter of justice and love that goes to the very heart of their faith, and so have been sort of just gently prodding the church to move forward in this direction.
16 past 7. Great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you, Rick.